We're going to call to order the regular business meeting of the Town on Discovery Bay. Can we all rise and can you follow Director Graves in the Pledge of Allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Has roll call been taken?
Roll call been taken.
Okay. This is the time in our meeting that we have public comment for anything that is not agendized. Just some friendly reminders, we're going to limit your time to 3 minutes. And while we're listening, we are not able to respond. And it looks like I have one comment from Bill Weber.
Hi, I'm Bill Weber, resident of Discovery Bay for 21 plus years. I'm the commander of the VFW plus 10789 in Brentwood. Last time I came here and spoke, I was a junior vice commander, but now I'm the commander. So I can
congratulations.
And I do have a disclaimer. Kevin did not know I was going to be here, and it'll make sense in a minute. I did this on my own volition. As commander of the VFW, part of what we do is to honor our full staff parents. Specialist Joseph Graves was killed Tuesday, July 26, 2006, when his convoy came under enemy fire in Baghdad. Military personnel described the attack as a very well-organized ambush on the convoy. Joey Graves, 21, was driving one of the Humvees in the escort convoy and was the only U.S. soldier killed in the attack. One of the last conversations I had with him was, "Ah, Dad," he says, "there's a lot worse places in Iraq to be than here. Don't worry about me." He said, "Dad, we're doing a lot over here. I know you guys don't hear about that, but we're doing a lot. The Veterans of Foreign Wars declares that when honoring Gold Star parents, we shall refrain from applauding. You must remember these moments are hard for mothers, fathers, and families as they remember their loved ones who are no longer with us. We can honor Gold Star parents through ceremonies, luncheons, and teas. As history teaches us, the Gold Star flag originally was a Blue Star flag, and that was put out when a member of your family was serving overseas during a conflict. If they died in the service of our country, a Gold Star was sewn to that flag with a blue border. It's not a club you want to be in. It's not something that you're proud of, but when you know a Gold Star parent, mother, father, family, I ask that you go ahead and talk to them. Ask them about who their star is and learn their story. One of the best ways I was taught to remember Gold Star mothers and fathers and families, if you see somebody, ask them. Don't be afraid to speak to them about their star. Just say their name, they're never forgotten. Pierre Claessens said this, "To be killed in a war is not the worst that can happen. To be lost is not the worst. To be forgotten is the worst, and we will never forget. We can never repay the debt we owe to our fallen military members, but we can uphold our sacred duty to ensure their families know how much we appreciate the selfless service and sacrifice of their loved ones. To the parents of those comrades, to Kevin Graves, VFW Post 1079 pledges our sincere friendship, support, and unwavering compassion."
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
25 July of 06, next Tuesday will be the 17th year since Joey was, do I have that right? 06 to 2023. Yeah, 17th year since Joey was killed. So, Bill, I thank you for that. And as you know, Joey's an honorary member of Post 10789. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Hey, it looks like we have another comment from Leonard Warren.
I have multiple issues. I'm not sure. I threw everything in 3 minutes. I have time. One thing I want to make a big deal out of is Brown Act Section 54957.5, which basically says that any documents that prepared for the board meeting, if they're prepared by or for the agency, have to be available to the public at the meeting, not later. And that's been real hit and miss at this board. And there was a committee meeting earlier this month where a draft policy was to be discussed and there were no copies available for the public. That's a Brown Act violation. My personal feeling is this district does way too much in committee meetings. And that leads to another thing that I think I did not bring the section number, but all special districts, including CSDs, have limits on director compensation. And it's always expressed in per diem. You could have 50 meetings in a day, you only get one payment. Not if you go to three meetings plus the board meeting, you don't get four payments, you get one. So you need to fix that immediately, which leads on to another problem here. The warrant report, or whatever this district calls it, it's on the consent agenda for the payments that we're going to make. It doesn't give the purpose of the payment. In being on government boards for 21 years and dealing with government agencies for a lot longer than that, I've never seen that before. And this district has a transparency award? That's a joke. That's an absolute joke. This is the least transparent district of any that I've dealt with. And I can show you samples of what the warrant report should look like. Because yours doesn't make it. And it doesn't list the director's compensation. What else is missing from that besides the director's compensation? I don't know. This is not a transparent business.
You're coming up to 3 minutes.
All right, I think I'll wind it up for today.
Okay, thank you. Is there any other public comment at this time? Okay, anything else in the audience? Okay, we're going to go ahead and close public comment. We are going to move on to the consent calendar. There's two items listed. We are not going to be doing the approved register of district invoices at this time. We're going to strike that from the consent calendars. There's no invoices at this time to approve. So are there any questions or discussion about the consent calendar? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and move it to public comment. Okay, I'm going to bring it back to the board. Can you get a motion to approve the consent calendar?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, roll call vote, please.
Director Brown?
Aye.
Director Buteau?
Aye.
Director Graves?
Aye.
Vice President Callahan?
Aye.
President Porter?
Aye. Consent calendar carries. Is approved and carried. Okay, we are now going to move on to presentations. Sing from Veolia. And just give us a second. Do you have something? Come on up. I think we need to get the TVs going. Welcome. Yeah. Give Kelly just 1 minute to get everything up for you.
Gallon hypochlorite.
and Velo produced 64 million gallons and Newport produced 50 million gallons. Next please. As far as monthly water production, it's almost close to the last year in June we did. And water production at Newport, we did same, almost close to the June 22 production. Compliance. We collected 20 coliform samples, none of them is positive. We have no water quality complaint, no hydrate flushing, and no well exercise. Next step. Lift stations. All lift stations are active. Recently we did lift station D upgradation. We put panels above the ground. And it's working fine so far. Next question. Wastewater flow and chemicals. We produced 32 million gallons with an average flow of almost 1 million gallons. As compared to last year, we produced 33 million gallons and polymer usage was 200 gallons. We did not use any alum. Next page, please. Monthly flow for the wastewater plant, it was almost close to what we had last year in this month. Average discharge flow, same way. Average discharge flow in June 23 is almost close to June 22. Next page, please. Monthly productivity. Recently it was a big issue, but conductivity is under control because we are not using gas 7. So average conductivity is 0.400. Next is compliance. We were way less than what we are allowed to discharge in wastewater. We had BOD 0.9 ng per liter and TSS 1 ng per liter as compared to 10 was allowed. NTU on turbidity was way low than permissible limit. Ammonia was not detected. So removal of BOD and TSS was more than 99%. Conductivity for the month was 2213 and it's way below than 2400. Monthly nitrates was an issue before upgradation. That was 28 previous months, last month. But after upgradation, it came down to 6. I can say that we are ready for the next year, new permit. Okay. Next year. That's it. Thank you.
Is there any questions for Sue?
Oh, all good. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. So now we are going to move on to discussion and possible actions. The first one is the public hearing considering Town of Discovery Bay, CSD Ravenswood Landscape Zone 9, Park Lighting and Open Space Improvements District Assessment Report for the fiscal year. Is Gregory Harris on the phone?
Yes,
he is. I'm here.
Wonderful. I am going to turn it over to you, Gregory.
Okay, so every year we have to do the annual assessment for the Ravenwood Street Lighting Landscaping District. And that's a fairly young district in the community. And so it's got a little bit more updated rules than some of the older districts in the community. But the long and short of it is on the agenda packet, the maximum assessment that can be assessed is $811.78. And that's based upon inflation adjustments to the original assessment amount for Ravenswood, which is approximately $500. And then looking back at the usage, the account balance that the town can keep in reserve for the Streetlight Land District cannot exceed more than 200% of the annual collection. And so they can't hold, they cannot hold more than $164,791 in reserves. If they have over that amount, they're supposed to credit it back to the homeowner. That's what the assessment engineer, the original assessment engineer report says they have to do. That's what the state law says you have to do. And so in looking at the district's expenses for last year and actually planned expenses, last year they spent approximately $159,000 last year. But this year coming up, they are planning to spend $206,000. And that's going to drain the reserve when they do that. So we are recommending that the assessment stay at the maximum $811,78. Even doing that, you're going to drain your reserve down with the budget. Now, they're going to do some streetscaping and some other projects that are planned at the parks. So they have a plan to use that money. But at the moment, the budget's gone up kind of significantly from $159,000 to $207,000, basically, with the new projects planned for this coming year. And to maintain and support those projects, we're recommending a maximum assessment. But you won't be able to keep spending at this rate because the assessment eventually won't support it. You're going to keep draining down your reserves.
Thank you, Gregory. So just to confirm, one of the larger projects that is budgeted for next year is to redo the splash pad. Is that correct? Is that why there's such a big jump from 159 to 206?
I think Dina has a list of projects.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. That is correct.
Okay, perfect. We're going to go ahead before we open up the public hearing to questions from the board. Is there any questions for Gregory?
Hey Gregory, can you repeat your last statement? You said if we keep spending at the rate we're spending, we're going to deplete the reserves. Can you repeat your statement again?
Yeah, okay, no problem. So this year's budget is $206,845. That's the planned budget for the coming year. To support that budget on 203 homes, without hitting the reserve, without reducing the reserve, you would need an annual assessment of over $1,000, like $1,018. That exceeds the maximum that we can assign to this district based on the original formation report when we wrote 10, 15 years ago. The maximum that we can assign, it can only be indexed by inflation. So just because you have more projects or whatever, the maximum can only go up by inflation. And that's limited based on the index created when this report was originally generated to $811. So as a result of that, and instead of a budget of $206,000, $811 will only support $164,000 annual expenses. So there's going to be a shortfall of about $40,000 that's going to go against the reserve this year. And my point being is, if you spend $206,000 every year, eventually you're going to chew out that reserve, you know, kind of thing. So we have some special projects lined up this year. And so we're lining up the maximum assessment this year. But you won't be able to do that every year for the next 10 years. Eventually you've got to be in the reserve. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. But potentially with inflation, we will exceed that number anyways.
With inflation, that's correct, but I'm just counting, like, we count everything in real dollars right now, you know what I'm saying? Because, you're right, everything will adjust up in the future in terms of inflated dollars, but in terms of real dollars, we're hitting the reserve this year, and you can't continue to hit your reserve without a plan, right? So, you know, that's basically what we're saying.
Thank you, Gregory. Are there any other questions for Gregory?
No.
Okay, I am going to go ahead and open the public hearing for this discussion item. Is there any public comment or questions? Is there anybody online? Okay, with no public comment, I'm going to bring it back to the board and close the public hearing. Are there any other questions or comments from the board? Okay, do I have a motion?
I make a motion that we approve the assessment report and resolution 2023-19.
I'll second that. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Brian's very close to this. Do you have any concerns about what was...
No, the reality is the reality. It's just okay. Unfortunately, that development, the way it was structured is...
We're past discussion time.
Okay.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second.
For a second.
I'll second it. Okay, can we go ahead and do a roll call vote, please?
Director Grant?
Aye.
Director Guteau?
Aye.
Director Graves?
Aye.
Vice President Callahan?
Aye.
President Porter?
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you. Okay, we are now going to move on to E2, discussion of possible action to adopt resolution 2020, establishing a communications policy. Alan, you are up.
Yes.
Good evening, board. The policy before you, I've spoken to a few of the board members regarding our transparency to the public and public information we're going to be putting out. The policy that I have before you is actually very general, in which the board can give general manager a direction of how they want this policy followed. Obviously, boards change, general managers change, but with this policy here, it basically outlines, in general terms, what we're going to do to communicate to our stakeholders, in which we're going to utilize social media, a variety of things such as online communications, SMS messaging, newsletters, press releases, electronic signboard, talent communications, and so forth. And again, this is going to be a living document based on the direction of what the board wants to direct staff to do. So that is before you tonight, and we are asking you to adopt resolution 2023-20, establishing a communications policy for the township every day.
Perfect. Are there any questions from the board?
What policy are you talking about?
It's right here. It's this one.
Can't
wait.
I missed
the page. Okay, yeah. I apologize. Two pages.
Blink of an eye of what is being used and what is not.
They do change directory. And one thing I didn't mention is that the press release template that I have after the resolution is basically just a format that we would follow, very similar to the Attorney General. They basically write a story. There's no specific things that have to be covered other than the item that we feel that the public needs to know. And so with this general template, I think we'll be able to cover that.
And this went to Communications Committee, correct?
Yeah, they've already completed that.
Okay. Are there any other questions from the board? I'm going to go ahead and open it up for public comment. Are there any questions or public comment from the audience?
No one has a hand.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and bring it back to the board. Any other discussion? Okay. Is there a motion?
Yes, I make a motion to accept the resolution establishing a communication policy for the Town of Discovery Bay.
Is there a second?
Second.
What?
Go ahead.
Okay. Can we get a roll call vote, please?
Director Grant. Who got the second?
Brian did.
Director Grant.
Aye.
Director Guteau.
Aye.
Director Graves.
Aye.
Vice President Callahan.
Aye.
President Porter.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thanks, committee.
Okay. We are going to move to discussion and possible action regarding date, time, agenda, and budget of Town Discovery Bay Town Hall event. Dean.
Yes. So last year we had our first annual Town Hall event. It was fairly successful. Hopefully this year we'll have some more residents come. I've provided for you in the staff report our planned agenda, a budget, which I've raised a little bit this year. Last year it was $2,500, so I've added an extra $2,000 to do different things, food, different events. I have an advertising plan in place for you, and our intended dignitaries and booth invitees. The second page of that shows you what we're going to be posting on social media. And then we also have, we're going to be sending out an invitation for the invitees, for the dignitaries and for booth holders. So this is kind of a save the date, which we're going to post immediately if this is approved tonight. So are there any questions regarding this event?
No, I'm just thrilled that we're doing this, and I think all the advance advertising all the plan will get a lot more people here and more dignitaries and such so people can ask their questions.
Okay. My only comment is that I need to make an alibi right off the bat. September 16th is when our foundation does its Veterans Day on the Delta. I obviously can't miss that, so I will not be available for this event, but I hope it goes very well. It's our 10th annual event of taking 100 veterans for fast boat rides on the Delta, and so I will be running around at 100 miles an hour in the Delta.
Any other questions from the board? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and bring it to public comment. Is there any public comment? Yeah, Bo. Yeah, please, if you could. That way we can all hear you.
I just want to make sure for the town hall that not that this is something that is mandatory, but is security considered in the town hall event? Because I know people have inflamed emotions about things sometimes. And I just want to know if security has been considered and if you've got anything to add. That's my only
Okay, thank you.
Before you go, Bill, if I may, if you guys want to have a table, a veteran table at the event, I'm sure, Carolyn, right? They would be more than welcome to have a table. If you guys want to come and, have a veteran table there from the post and, you know, let people know what you guys do and be part of our town event, we'd like to welcome you to do that also.
We'll be there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Perfect. Thank you. I appreciate your comment. Are there any other comments? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and bring it back to the board. Is there any other discussion regarding this agenda item? Okay, can I go ahead and, is there a motion?
I will make a motion to accept the date and a tentative, if you will, agenda as far as the town hall event should be held on September 16th.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Can I roll call vote, please?
Director Graham?
Aye.
Director Cho?
Aye.
Director Graves?
Aye.
Vice President Callahan?
Aye.
President Porter?
Aye. Motion carries for town hall event on September 16th. Thank you. Now we're moving on to discussion and possible action to authorize general manager to execute an agreement for the purchase and installation of shade cover poles at the community center pickleball courts. Alan?
Yes.
You are up again.
Yes, I am. So I'm coming to you as an AGM, but also as an injured pickleball player.
Injured pickleball player?
After my second plan. With that said, staff feels that this is a win-win proposal. I was approached by Mr. Wyman from Discovery Bay Recreation and Sports, 501c3. And basically what would occur was we had our pickleball courts that were major purchasing because of the previous installer. There were some issues that needed to be fixed. So they brought it down to some of the asphalt, put in some new asphalt that's not completely finished yet. During that time, Mr. Wyman approached me and asked if we could look at a proposal to have some shade structure put up that mirrors on the other side of the courts, where the tennis courts meet the pickleball courts. And then looking at it and actually being out there
dying in the heat.
I really did see the value in it. And not only did I see it, I came out multiple times and I saw other pickleball players playing on the course that did not have shade. And what the group did was they had a shed out there that has some shade structures that are portable. Some of the concerns we have with that is if the wind would come up, they could blow up and blow away. And we wouldn't want to see anyone get injured. So Mr. Wyman came to me representing his group and had a proposal for us, not a prevailing wage, but what a contractor would charge us for installation for that shade structure. We looked at it, Mr. Wyman went back, we got a second proposal for prevailing wage, which was 79
$120, of which if the group continued to donate, which they said they would be $5,520, our cost for that entire project would be $2,400. And seeing the value in that and seeing the amount of people that come out and use that those facilities, I just think it's a very positive thing to do. After hearing Director Coteau talk about improvements to the community center, it even furthered my belief it's something that we should look at, and that's why we're presenting it here to you tonight. And staff's recommendation is to authorize the Bureau Manager to execute an agreement to purchase an installation shade cover, poles, community center pickleball court project, and accept donation for Discovery Bay Recreation Sports IMB to be used for the project.
Perfect. Thank you. There are any questions from the board?
No questions. I'll just add a comment from the Park and Rec Committee meeting. We discussed this at length, and I don't want to speak for Director Callahan, but I believe both of us were 100% in support of it. The cost was very minimal, and there's not a reason not to do it. So,
I think that's great. And the fact that we have a group of people that are taking advantage and using the facilities and are also willing to make donations to make the facility better, I think it makes it better for everyone. Yeah. So I think it's a great deal.
And the pickleball group is always so kind to us and coming with good suggestions and stuff like that. So any other questions? Okay, I'm going to open it up for public comment. Any public comment?
Well, we obviously support Jesus.
Thank you.
I should hope.
And thank you for always being willing to help fundraise for it as well. You know, I think it's a win-win for everybody. I'm going to bring it back to the board. Is there any other discussion? Can I get a motion, please?
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Director Grant.
Aye.
Director
Coteau. Aye.
Director Grace.
Aye.
Vice President Callahan.
Aye.
President Porter.
Aye. Motion carries. Looks like we're getting a new cover. Congratulations. Okay. We're going to move on to manager's report. Monica, you are up.
Okay, so I want to give you an update on kind of all things recreation and here at the community center. First, our classes and programming. So the water aerobics, which was a little slow going because it was still really cold when it wasn't supposed to be cold, but now that the weather has heated up, that class is full. Youth tennis, day and evening yoga, and Zumba continue to grow, and it's exciting to see those numbers just continuing to increase. We've been putting that stuff out on Facebook and Instagram very regularly. I think it's helping. And then we also have a youth paint night that's going this Friday from 6:30 to 8:30. So if you know of any kids, they can get their friends and come and paint, become an artist. Swim lessons are very, very popular.
As you can see behind us, right?
People are very happy and signing up for multiple. We've got some families that just do lessons the entirety of the summer, session after session. So that's great. And swim lessons will run till the end of August. The free adult lap swim. So this makes me very happy, proud to it's something little, but it's big to us. So we've always offered free adult lap swim. In previous years, it's held in two sessions. So we do early May to the middle of June, and then we've got school and swim lessons and rec swim and everything else going on. So that typically stops, and then when all the kiddos go back to school, we do the adult lap swim again early August until we close. Last year we were fortunate and went till the end of October. It just depends on weather, really. But this year we actually opened it up June and July during those kind of peak months on Tuesdays and Wednesdays also.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Our regulars, we put all that on social media as well. So they've been very, very happy that we've plugged in every moment of the when we have a spot, we're filling it. The pool is used all day, every day for the most part.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. So that's exciting. We had Flick and Float last Friday night.
That looked fun.
If you saw any of the pictures, Finding Nemo. I'm very proud of our front desk staff. Yeah. It's a lot to set up all those extension cords and the movie screen and the speakers, and it's quite a task, and they did a fantastic job. I came down and took lots of pictures and checked in on things. And our lifeguards, as far as the float part of Flip and Float, take it very seriously. They were rotating on deck and don't run, and they really had everything under control. So it was a big success.
That's awesome.
So last year we did one with the first one. So we had this one, and we're doing another one August 18th. That's going to be Moana.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of attendance did you get for that?
We probably got about 80 people.
That's fantastic.
That's a lot.
That's
great.
At any given time, there was probably 30-ish, a little more in the water. And then lots of parents, grandparents sitting either on the pool deck or out of the chairs that we have.
That's awesome. Yeah,
is
that's
this great. Our, is it, I'm sorry, were you saying something, Charlie?
Oh, no, I just said that's great.
Oh. Is this our second full season with the new pool?
Yes.
Good. And you're seeing an increase in activity, fantastic.
A lot of season passes sold this year.
Fantastic.
I'll have to get the numbers together, but
no, that's fine.
Much
that's
more. And it's a value. I mean, if you're going to be here, that is the way to go. We sold a lot.
And everything's operating smoothly. You know, it was quite a procedure to get to this point. Everything's operating well, they're not having any issues.
You know what, for the most part it is. There's
always going to be little maintenance issues, yes.
You know, we had a little one get sick in the pool yesterday during, they just swallow too much water and it comes out, and then we've got to unfortunately shut it down and shock and sanitize. And do
is this a Caddyshack thing or what?
It sounds like we've recovered and expanded on our programming as well from COVID. Because I know there was a time right after we started kind of getting a little bit back to normal that there was concern about the programming and what we could do. And it sounds like that's not only come back, but has grown. That's great.
Last year, I think I had 6 lifeguards. 7? I'm trying. My goal was 12.
Yeah.
And I had far less than 12. And it was a challenge to keep things going.
But even within the community center, like the Zumbas and the paint nights.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I was going to
ask. Yeah.
So
it's
activity
like
overall,
expanded.
Use of the building, everything is increasing. Because we're finding that on the state level, too. Virtual is becoming less. It's going down as in-person is taking over. And that's obviously what we're all hoping for.
Right.
Interesting. How are you doing with lifeguards?
Good. I got 11 this year.
That's awesome.
There was
awesome.
Just an article in the national news about shortage of lifeguards nationwide.
Still,
yeah. There still is. I have an article hanging in my office about it.
Yeah. I just heard on the news yesterday.
We did very well. And we have a group. We've got some college kids that I know they're only going to last but we've got a good batch of juniors in this year.
Great.
That's awesome.
No, and yes, all programming has increased quite a bit.
That's great. And the I'm sure you're going
to
get there, but the wall ball looks awesome.
Yeah, I am going to talk about
I was just excited to see it. I don't think it's all the way done yet, but
it's not
close.
All the way done, so I'll give you an update on that, but I just want to remind everybody also that the grounds here are open, which I reported, nothing changed. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and weekend 7:30 to 7:30. So just wanted to throw that out as a reminder. But yeah, the wall ball, we took lots of progression pictures. They started it on July 14th when it was 105, 109 outside.
So crazy.
So they worked till noon. I don't have you seen it?
Yeah.
What they did in 2 days.
It's crazy.
In half days.
Yeah.
Is incredible.
So this is the Eagle Scout project and then Troop 5?
514. Yeah. And he's a part of that troop, so he gathered, they support one another, they rallied, and so they knocked that out. That part got done. The next step was going to be painting and flashing. I met with the young man and his dad this week. Told them what we want to do. Part of his research he has to do, he's going to go to the paint store, show them the project. Does he need a primer? He's going to talk to the paint professionals, get those quantities, materials back to me, and then I'll get them ordered. The original design that we had didn't have a flashing, so to kind of protect water from seeping in, so we're adding that. So that should, hopefully, the longevity of this new one, although I think that lasted quite a long time, but it definitely had seen its days. And then what we're going to do is on one side, we're going to paint the line for tennis, and the other side, pickleball.
Both sides.
Yeah, and people use kickball out there, and it's used every day. Somebody's actually using it right now with just the raw wood, so, have at it. And then the last thing I have is the patio project. Mm-hmm. I've been working on that. I'm getting the RFP together. So as soon as I have that, I'm hoping by next week I'll have that kind of narrowed in, and then send it for review and all that. I'll get back to you on the date that we're going to go out and work on that.
That's great. And that will be kind of that whole site over there on the community center.
Yeah, this back area and then the sides. So
yeah.
The whole route.
Okay. That's great. Lots of good stuff.
There's a lot going on. Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, and it looks like, Alan, you also had a report, correct? No?
Did you
report? Sorry.
No. So just to piggyback on what Monica was saying, this is all done. We will have a presentation and bring this young gentleman and his father forward to give him kudos. I'm very impressed by it. How fast it's going and the level of detail that they're putting into it. So we'll bring that forward to you. The rest I have for you is several items. The importance will be what you decide. The first one is our signboard. We're still awaiting some parts. Finally got hold of the vendor who's in Florida. We still are under warranty. They're going to be providing the parts. We still have to pay for the actual service person in Stockton to come in and fix it for us. But that should be moving forward in the next 1 to 2 weeks. We're hopeful we get that up and running by then. Unless there's other issues with the parts, but we won't know until it's fully diagnosed. Today we started posting our agendas on social media, let people know we have the one for Friday for the special meeting.
It
will be held in this meeting, room, 11 o'clock on Friday. And we're going to continue to do that. When the agendas come out, we're going to post those with the links so people will have those. I'll be reaching out to the county to see if there's any grants available for any landscape, obviously. That's one of the biggest complaints that we receive in the town. I'm sure the board is no different to the complaints you receive, so we're going to try to see if there's any kind of funds out there to help us with that. The flock cameras, we have one installed at Plant 2. Plant 1 will have theirs hopefully tomorrow. I'm receiving conflicting information this tomorrow or Friday, but it's going to be this week, so I'm happy about that. This weekend, this building will be used as dual purpose as community center / cooling center. If people get hot, they can come down here. This lobby is obviously very cool, especially with the heat. We're going to have some high heat this weekend. So we just want to make sure that the public is aware of that. We've put on our social media, and we've also reached out to the media for that so they can post it as well. We're still working to get one more camera at our Plant 1. Hopefully that will happen in the next couple weeks. The next couple weeks, or hopefully by the next board meeting, we will be up and running on Nextdoor government version.
Oh, great.
So we have that out there. I'm hopeful we'll have that. I still have to do a little more research, but I'm hopeful that'll happen. Yesterday we conducted interviews, because we have a couple vacancies within our staff. We got some good applicants. We still are in the process of offering jobs to those individuals, but again, because we're short, those extra bodies will definitely help. Obviously, I want to recognize Monica and Bill. I mean, every time that they come up and tell you what they're doing, it really is impressive because we are a bare-bones staff, but we all work as a team. I really saw that this week and early last week. I'm working with Bill. We were short staff. We had some people on vacation, and just working and seeing all the complaints that come in, and us trying to address those and mitigate some of those complaints. We're working diligently to do those. so hopefully you won't get as many complaints, but we're doing our best. And lastly, I just want to say, Kevin, that was a movie. I appreciate your son's service.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. We've had a packed meeting. Lots of good stuff going on. Is there anything else or any future agenda items?
No, I wanted to make one comment about the Confire meeting. It's all good when it comes to fire prevention. But the Board of Supervisors approved another fire boat. So there is now one in Pittsburgh, one in Bethel Island, and a fire rescue boat in Antioch.
That's great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any other questions or, again, future agenda items? Okay. If not, I'm going to go ahead and adjourn this meeting at 7:45. Thank you.